Yashodanandana Brajajanaranjana Yashodanandana Brajajanaranjana Yamunate Ravanachang Hari Yamunate Ravanachang Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihang Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihang Hari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Grivaradha Hari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Grivaradha Hari Yashodanandana Brajajanaranjana Yashodanandana Brajajanaranjana Yamunate Ravanachang Hari Yamunate Ravanachang Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihang Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihang Hari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Grivaradha Hari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Grivaradha Hari Yashodanandana Brajajanaranjana Yashodanandana Brajajanaranjana Yamunati Ravanachang Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihang Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihang Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihang Hari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Jaya Radha Gokulananda Radha Gokulananda Radhe. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Jaya Radha Kunj Bihari Radha Kunj Bihari Radhe. Jaya Radha Giridhari Radha Giridhari Radhe. Jaya Radha Radhanata Radha Radhanata Radhe. Jaya Radha Ramana Radha Ramana Radhe. Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe. Jaya Radha Shyama Sundara Radha Shyama Sundara Radhe. Jaya Radha Vinod Bihari Radha Vinod Bihari Radhe. Jaya Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Jaya Radhe Shyam. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudeva, Gurudev, Gurudev, Jaya Jaya Gurudev. Jaya Vishupad Paramahamsa Parivarajagacharya Ashutta Ashutta Shishamachila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jaya Vishupad Paramahamsa Parivarajagacharya Ashutta Ashutta Shishamachila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki. Anantukuri Vaishnavarinda Ki. Jai Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Bhattaraganachi Jeeva Gopala Bhattada Saraganachari Goswami Prabhu Ki. Prem se ko si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Sri Bhajari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki. Sri Radha Krishna Go Gopa Gopi Gopi Nacham Kund Radha Kund Giri Govadana Ki. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki. Sri Mathura Dham Ki. Sri Mayapanabhu Dham Ki. Sri Jaganapuri Dham Ki. Tulsi Maharani Bhakti Devi Vrinda Devi Ki. Ganga Yamuna Devi Ki. Harinam Sanketan Yagya Ki. Sri Sri Gonitai Ki, Sri Sri Krishna Bararam Ki, Sri Sri Radha Shama Sundar Ki, Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol, Samavita Bhakta Vrindaki, all glories to the Assembly Votis, all glories to the Assembly Votis, all glories to Siguru and Chiguranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasatim vyasam tato jayam udhiriyet nashtabhaye shabadesho nittam bhagavad sevaya bhagadiyottama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtikim ete cham sakalapam sam krishnastu bhagavan sayam indriyar vyakulam logam ridyante yuge yuge Nama Sanketanam Yasya Savapapa Pranasanam Pranamaduka Samanastam Namami Harim Param. We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 2nd chapter, text number 11. So I will read line by line and you will repeat. Naniskritai ruditai brahma vadibes tata visudhyatya gavan vratadibi yate harenama padai udaritais tad uttama shloka gunopalambakam Nanishkritai ruditai brahma vadibes tatha visudhyatya gavan pradatibe यते हरे नाम पदाय रुदारिताय तत् उत्तम श्लोक गुणोपलाम्बकम् न निष्कृतैरुदितैर्ब्राह्मवादिभिः तथा विशुद्ध्यत्यगवान् व्रतादिभिः यते हरेन्नाम पदैरुदारितैः तत् उत्तम श्लोक गुणोपलाम्बकम् निष्कृतैरुदितै ब्राह्मवादिभिः तद्विशुदात्यागवान् व्रतादिभिः यथा हरेन्नाम पदैरुदारितैः तथा उत्तम श्लोक गुणोपलम्बकम् तथा विशुद्धद्यगवान् व्रतादिभिः यथा हरेन्नाम पदैरुदारितैः तदुत्तम श्लोक गुणोपलम्बकम् न निष्कृतैरुदितै ब्राह्मवादिभिः विशुद्धात्यागवान् व्रतादिभिः लेडीस् निष्कृतैरुदितै ब्राह्मवादिभिः तद्वि विशुद्धात्यागवान् व्रतादिभिः हरे कृष्ण
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji instructed me. What's your name, Prabhu? Sri Chaitanya Krupa Prabhu instructed me to speak a few words in the introduction of Sripad Mukundadatta Prabhu before the beginning of the class. I have been fortunate enough to know Prabhu for close to 14, 15 years now. And whenever I have any questions on Shastric understanding or practical application of sadhana, how to reconcile contradictions, I always go to Prabhu. And Prabhu has been guiding me on the path of bhakti, guiding our whole family on the path of bhakti for so many years. He's been living in Vrindavan for over 3 decades now and is very attached to Sri Vrindavan Dham. He, being the head pujari of Krishna Balaram Mandir, Radha Shyam Sundar Temple in Vrindavan, has been personally dressing the deities, worshipping the deities, and guiding thousands of devotees under his guidance on the path of yajnas and samskars and deity worship. He's so attached to Krishna that even in his own personal bhajan at home, he has so many shaligrams, so many beautiful govardhans, and beautiful Mahaprabhu, beautiful Radha Krishna. And his study of Shastra, his personal bhajan, his exemplary character and inspiring interactions and guidance It's been certainly very, very inspiring for me. I just want to say one pastime and then we will pass the mic. Prabhuji is Mukunda Datta Prabhu, and Mataji, Prabhuji's wife, is Purnima Mataji. So their daughter's name is Chandramukhi. Chandra from Purnima and Mukhi from Mukunda Datta. So
it is true, yes. When she was born, I was thinking this thing here. I had told you that, or? Huh? Did I tell you that? Or
no
what?
Problem.
Okay, so, but it is how it was.
So when she was getting initiated from our Guru Maharaj, she received the name Chandravali Devi Dasi. And Sri Pad Mukunda Datta Prabhu was, you know, mixed emotions at that point, and he told my Guru Maharaj that, like, what kind of name is this? I am worshipping Srimati Radharani as her Dasi. How can I call my daughter Chandravali, Chandravali, Chandravali all day in front of my Radha? It's not possible. You'll have to change the name. And my Guru Maharaj changed the name to Champakalata Devi. Then Sri Padmakunda the Prabhu said, yes, yes, I can call Champakalata in front of my Radharani, but I cannot call my daughter Chandravali all day. So now that's a little hint. So, Sri Padmakunda Datta Prabhu ki.
So the word for word, na, not. Niskritai, by the process of atonement. Uditai, prescribed. Brahmavadi bhim, by learned scholars such as Manu. Tatha, to that extent. Vishuddhyati, becomes purified. Agavan, a sinful man. Vrata adibi, by observing the vows and regulative principles. Yatha, as Hare, of Lord Hari. Namapadai, by the syllables of the holy name. Udaritai, chanted. Tat, that. Uttama shloka, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Guna, of the transcendental qualities. Upalambhakam, reminding one. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! Translation. By following the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies or undergoing atonement, sinful men do not become as purified as by chanting once the holy name of Lord Hari. Although ritualistic atonement may free one from sinful reactions, it does not awaken devotional service, unlike the chanting of the Lord's names, which reminds one of the Lord's fame, qualities, attributes, pastimes, and paraphernalia. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that the chanting of the holy name of the Lord has special significance that distinguishes it from the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies of atonement for severe, more severe, or most severe sinful actions. The 20 types of religious scriptures called Dharma Shastras, beginning with the Manu Samhita and Parashar Samhita. But herein it is stressed that although one may become free from the reactions of the most sinful activities, by following the religious principles of these scriptures, this cannot promote a sinful man to the stage of loving service to the Lord. On the other hand, chanting the holy name of the Lord even once not only frees one immediately from the reactions of the greatest sins, but also raises one to the platform of rendering loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is described as Uttama Shloka because he is famous for his glorious activities. Thus one serves the Lord by remembering his form, his attributes and pastimes. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that this is all possible simply by chanting the Lord's holy name because of the Lord's omnipotence. What cannot be achieved through the performance of Vedic rituals can be easily achieved through the chanting of the Lord's holy name. To chant the holy name and dance in ecstasy is so easy and sublime that one can achieve all the benefits of spiritual life simply by following this process. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declares, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan. The Sankirtan movement we have started offers the best process for becoming purified of all sinful reactions and coming immediately to the platform of spiritual life. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raganatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhinabandhu Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhano Sude Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Ramo Hare Hare. So here in the sixth canto, in regards to deliverance of Ajamil, who was from a Brahmana family, but due to previous impressions and therefore due to becoming bewildered by the external energy, he became attracted to a prostitute and he left his Brahminical activities and he got married and he got children from her also. But because of his previous spiritual practices, devotional practices, worshipping the Supreme Lord, he called his last son Narayan. As is the custom amongst followers of the Vedic culture or Vaishnav culture, by Sajan, by saintly persons or gentlemen of this world, that they will give a name to the child, a name of the Supreme Lord for the male or and for the female children, a name of the consorts of the Lord. Or they may give a name of the associates of the Lord, male or female, the great devotees of the Lord. In this way, they will call out the name of the Lord, and they will get the benefit of chanting the holy names of the Lord. So he was engaged in many sinful activities, and as everyone has to face in life, ultimately, death arrived, and because of his sinful activities, the servants of Yamaraj came, the Yamadutas, and they saw this person was very sinful very recently. So he has to be punished. However, they oversaw that he had also, of course, they must have seen something also. They are deputed by Yamaraj and his secretaries, and they write down everything which an individual person is doing, good or bad. But because he had performed so many sinful activities in the recent past, so therefore they wanted to bring him to hell and punish him severely. But because at the time of leaving the body he was calling out, Narayan, Narayan, therefore the servants of Vishnu came. Oh, that person is calling Narayan, is calling our Lord, so we have to rescue him. They came and then they stopped the Yamadutas. Of course, the Yamadutas, usually they are never stopped by anyone, so they were surprised and they were very effulgent and powerful. They were stopped and they could not do anything. And they just told them, you go. So when a powerful person is there, the inferior person, he can do nothing. So they went back to Yamaraj and asked him, what is this? We thought you're the supreme, but we wanted to take this sinful person, but Ajamil, but some people came and they're looking quite effulgent for arms. And they stopped us, and we were not able to take that sinful person. And then he explained to them that actually these are the servants of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, and I'm a representative of the Lord, and that you have to understand. And of course there was a conversation there also with the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas, and so Vishnudutas explained to the Yamadutas that he chanted the name of the Lord, so you cannot take him. So here in this verse, the glories, of course, in a few verses, the glories of the chanting of the holy names have been glorified. Different names of the Lord are there. Mukhya Naam and Gauna Naam. And even amongst the, so means the direct names of the Lord, like here Narayan, Vishnu, or for us Govinda, Krishna, Gopinath, and then Gauna Naam, Bhagavan, and so on. So they were directly, Ajamila was directly calling Narayan, not actually Narayan, he was calling his son, but uttering the name of Narayan. So just like Krishna or Krishna Naam, Ram, Ramnan are not different. So the glories of the holy names are, as Krishna's glories are unlimited, or Rama's glories are unlimited, similarly, Krishna Nam, or the glories of the holy names are unlimited. Even it has been explained by the Acharyas that Krishna Nam, or the name of the Lord, is even, especially in the age of Kali, Krishna Nam is even more merciful than the Supreme Lord, Krishna. So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. The mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And simply by chanting the holy names, one can make rapid advancement on the path of perfection. So here in this verse also, Shukadeva Goswami is explaining to Parikshit Maharaj that by following the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, or by doing prayaschit atonement, sinful people, they do not become so much purified. Some purification is there by doing prayaschit. So therefore they are mentioned in the scriptures, as Prabhupada is explaining in the purport, Dharma Shastras, specifically Manu Samhita, Parashar Samhita. It is explained that for different sinful activities, which atonement should be done. And Prabhupada is referring here to if one is performing more severe sinful activities, then according to that, atonement should be there. Little offense, then little bit something should be done. Big offense, then we have to really do something more in order to be able to be relieved according to the Dharma Shastras. So that actually also holds true for the devotees who are engaged in devotional service. And as we know, we have to guard against offenses to the holy names, thus namaparad. We have to guard against offenses towards the deities. The two lists of 32, so 64 offenses towards the deities are mentioned in the scriptures. Someone has to try to avoid dhamaparad, 10 offenses towards the holy dham. That has to be avoided. And so if an offense is committed, then one has to beg forgiveness from the deities, from Krishna Nam, from the holy names, or the Vaishnavas. That is required. One should not think, yes, I'm chanting the holy names and some offense has been committed. No, no problem, I just go on chanting. No, one has to try to beg forgiveness if one is offending a Vaishnava or has performed some seva parad towards the deities. One has to beg forgiveness. Therefore, after the seva to the deities, one has to chant aparada kshama mantra. Any pujaris here? Any pujaris? Pujaris here? How many pujaris? Okay, so you're chanting every day? Mantra hinam kriya hinam bhakti hinam janadana yat pujitam mai reva paripurnam tadastume. So that we have to chant every day. Of course, there are more. 7 mantras, but at least you chant 1 or 2 or 3. Aparada sasani kriyanti hana shamaya dasamamita mamatva kshamasamarusurnaha. Pujari, he should be exalted. Sometimes devotees say, well, diti seva is for the Kanishta Adhikari. those who are distributing books, they are most exalted. As mentioned in the Bhagavatam also, 11th canto, 3 verses are there, but they have not read that verse properly. Because in this verse it is mentioned, even the one who is worshipping the deities, but if he is not properly dealing with the devotees, he is a prakriti bhakta. But actually those who are worshipping the deities, they should be exalted. Then they are properly worshipping the deities. They should be on the transcendental platform. So therefore before worshipping the deities, one has to chant Achman for purification. And Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashyati Suryaho Divivachakshodaradam Tatripajibhanjabho Jagriyabham Sasamindare Vishnuryat Paramam Padam. It's just one, but there are more. So big temple, we chant more mantras. So you also chant Om Madhavo Madhavo Vachi Madhavo Madhavo Riddhi Smaranti Sarva Sarve Sarva Kai Shamadavam. We should always Madhavo Madhavo Vachi in my vacha, in my vani, in my speak. Madhav should be there. Or Krishna, Krishna, Madhav, Madhav, Govinda, Govinda, Gauranga, Gauranga, Madhava, Madhava, Vachi, Madhava, Madhava, Riddhi. We should remember. Smaranti Sarva Sarve, Sarva Kaisha Madhava. So then whatever we're doing for Krishna, for Madhav. And Bhuta Shuddhi, everyone knows Bhuta Shuddhi. You're chanting. Your pujari also? Actually, everyone should be pujari. Everyone has to worship the deities, if not practically, but they have to take darshan. And then we have to serve. There's an exchange with Krishna. Even Krishna, Krishna Nam, no different. So you're chanting the holy names, serving Krishna Nam, remembering Radha and Krishna. Amani na amanana Krishna namasadarabe. Braje Radha Krishna Seva Manese Karibe. Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami, always be humble. Don't expect any honor, but give all honor to others, and you always chant the holy names. And then Braje, that you worship Radha and Krishna within your mind. Braje Radha Krishna Seva Manese Karibe, with your mind. You do seva to Radha Krishna while chanting Harinam. Of course, in the beginning we chant and we hear. And that should be the focus. And then, also just like in deity worship, so you chant Bhuta Shuddhi, Pujari, you chant. How you say? This is one. But before that, I'm by nature the eternal servant of Krishna. Then, but by misfortune, due to my being inimical towards him since time immemorial, I have been identifying with this material body, being burned by the trivial miseries. Now as a result of some unimaginable good fortune by the mercy of my spiritual master, I know that I am an infinitesimal spiritual being completely apart from the gross and subtle body. So you're chanting all this? So therefore I'm saying everyone should be pujari. Everyone should do like this. And remember, maybe you don't chant the whole, but you should remember, I am not this body, I'm spirit soul. Sambandha Gyan. We should chant Krishna Nam with Sambandha Gyan. We should serve with Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha Gyan means, I know I'm not this body, I'm spirit soul. And I have to worship Krishna. I have a relationship, Sambandha, with Krishna. Nitya Sambandha. That is our relationship with Krishna, it is there. Eternal relationship. So in conditioned state it is dormant. But by chanting and then by receiving knowledge from the spiritual master, we're reading the scriptures. So we get this Sambandha Gyan, and then with this Sambandha Gyan we can worship the deities, we can chant the holy names. And then we can progress slowly but surely. So even in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanat Goswami is saying that every night, everyone, that is not only the pujari, that's why I'm saying everyone, especially then at least once a day, night time, the pujaris after every seva, they have to beg forgiveness. Although usually devotees, they do not want to perform any offense. But as it is mentioned, that in conditioned state, offenses are bound to happen by body, by words, or by mind. So, but therefore we have to beg forgiveness from the Lord every day. That is a must for the pujari and actually all the devotees. So Sanat Goswami has explained in Hari Bhakti Vilas at night time before taking rest, we should beg forgiveness from the Lord, from Krishna Nam, from the Vaishnavas, if any offense has been committed, and then one can take rest. Remembering Guru Gauranga and Radha and Krishna, that has to be done. So otherwise, so that is the, as we know, from Shraddha to Prem. First we have faith, then we sadhu sangha, take shelter of the spiritual master, Gupa Dashray, and then we engage in devotional activities. Vrata Adibihi, as mentioned here, vrat following the different austerities which are mentioned, like Ekadashi Vrat, Chaturmas Vrat, and so on, that has to be followed. And adibi, so that refers to the rules and the regulation, vidhi, anished, what to do and what not to do. So that we have to know and we have to follow. That is part of sadhana bhakti. Vaidhi sadhana bhakti, following the rules and regulations. And that is the beginning stage of devotional service. And then based, of course, on chanting the holy names. And if some mistake is there, then we have to beg forgiveness from the Lord. That has to be there. So here the point is, if one is simply following the very ritualistic ceremonies or atonement in order to become free from sinful activities, it has some effect, as mentioned here, but not as much as by chanting the holy names or engaging in devotional service. In other words, one has to engage in devotional service. And then one becomes completely purified and one can then remain on the transcendental platform. Because otherwise, if one is not serving the Lord and coming to the transcendental platform, then again, because one is bound to again do some mistake, because one is under the most material nature, sattva-gun, Rajagun and Tamagun. If one is in Sattvagun, then one is able to be a little safe. But then as soon as Rajagun and Tamagun is coming, then there's every chance of then engaging in some sinful activities. But if one is engaged in devotional service, then one becomes free from performing any sinful activities. And then, so but then one has to see that one becomes free from aparad. So therefore the first stage is nama aparad. One is chanting, but some, due to being conditioned, some offenses are being committed. But we have to avoid that. And come to the next stage, nama bhas. Nama bhas, the reflection of the real name, abhas, reflection. And there's one book by Bhaktivinod Thakur known as Jaiva Dharma. Jivka Dharma. The constitutional position of the jiv. So dharma means religion, or means the constitutional position of the jiva. So that means service to Krishna, ultimately. A sanatan dharma, parodharma, nitya dharma. So different kinds of dharma there also. One is nitya dharma, and the other one is namittika dharma. Even nitya kriya and naimittika kriya, there are daily activities and some activities which you have to do sometimes. Like every day we have to get up and prata snan. We have to take a bath in the morning. That we have to do daily. And then some occasional activities, especially for householders there. The different samskara are there. Just Amarinder's brother Arjun, he just got married yesterday. Vivah Samskar was there. He entered the Grihastha Ashram. And now, after some times, the parents, they will ask, after 1 or 2 years or something, okay, especially they will ask the girl, what's happening? No, not pregnant yet. So usually it is understood. As Chanakya Pandit says also, putrahinam grihasunyam. If there's no putra, no son, then the house is a kind of empty. Of course, if we worship Krishna, Krishna is in the center, then you may be okay. Then the house is not empty. So this has to be followed, the different practices which are mentioned there. Also, vrata adivihi, the rules and regulations have to be performed. But the most important, the mukhya ang, bhakti mukhya ang, the main limbs of devotional service, Guru Padashraya under the shelter of the spiritual master, sadhu sangha, in the association of the Vaishnavas, especially those who are more advanced. And then Bhagavad Shravan, daily hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita for us. And then Priti Purvak Murti Seva, that has to be done also for everyone. And then one may be able to advance and realize that Krishna and Krishna Nama are no different. If we don't serve the deities, if we don't hear about Krishna, then we can hardly understand or realize that Krishna, Krishna Nam are no different. So that is the most important activity. And as mentioned, of course, here it mentions that even one time chanting the holy name, one becomes freed from sinful reactions. Even it is mentioned in the scriptures that you can, there's not, you may perform so many sinful activities, but there are not enough sinful activities which are there, which cannot be relieved by chanting one time the holy name. But that is actually not enough. By one time chanting the holy names, you may be relieved of the reaction to sinful activities, but still, if you're not chanting more, there's every chance that again you perform sinful activities. So therefore, just simply one time chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
that's not enough. You have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Well, one time the Mahamantra is not enough either. And then one round, that's enough, not enough either. Sometimes we ask people, they just started, okay, how many rounds? One round. Chant is for small children, but you're big, you should chant more. So Prabhupada used to say minimum 16 rounds at the time of initiation many times. Now hardly they say still the spiritual master, not much. Huh? Minimum 16 rounds? Radhanath Maharaj is saying minimum 16? At least 16. That means what it means? That we should chant more. So Prabhupada, of course, when he went to the West, he was also telling them to chant 16 rounds, and even sometimes they were still not following the regulative principles. There was one devotee who was making the deities of Jagannath, the first Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. He was chanting, but then he was still smoking. And one time he was smoking and did the cigarette packet on top of Jagannath. Prabhupada, very merciful. Well, don't put the cigarette packet on Jagannath. You may put the packet somewhere else and smoke outside, but not here. And even sometimes they were going out and smoking, the devotees. But then Prabhupada told them they have to follow strictly the regulative principles. Important. And then after some time they understood and they followed. At one point, Prabhupada said that actually 16 rounds is not enough. You should chant 64 rounds. The devotee, 64 rounds! Because actually Mahaprabhu told, if you're not chanting 64 rounds, Krishna will not accept your offering. And the devotees tried, and after some days, 2-3 days, they came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, chanting so many rounds and doing seva is not possible. Then Prabhupada said, all right, 32. They chanted a few days and then Prabhupada, we cannot chant 32, not possible. Okay, 16, but not less. So therefore he was saying at time of initiation, at least 16 after. So that, of course, then we have to engage in seva. In the beginning, maybe difficult if there is no nam ruchi. have no taste for chanting the holy names, then it is difficult. You're chanting, the mind is going here and there, you become tired, looking at the watch, chanted 10 rounds, 6 more, and you're finished. It's a kind of yagya, nama yagya, maha yagya. There's one verse, nama yagya, maha yagya, kali kalmasa nasanam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prityatam Nama Yagya Samarpanam. Nama Yagya is a Mahayagya. Of course, different explanation may be there. But even while chanting individual japa, sometimes it is a Mahayagya in the beginning. But if you have Nam Ruchi, you chant and chant and chant, 16 rounds are finished. Oh, I have to do some other seva. Okay, I have to dress the deities, I have to put the bead back down. But then you finish the seva. And then a little extra time you chant more. And then easily you can chant. You double it, Prabhupada said, the book distribution, double it, the chanting. So if you're Nam Ruchi, then 32 rounds, no problem. Despite doing all the seva. Not that now I have to chant more and you don't do seva. No, you do seva 6 or 8 hours. And then you chant more. And no prajalpa, not too much eating, not too much sleeping. So that should be there. So we should come to the stage of Namabhas. So in Jaivadama, so he was saying, that was the, so Namaparad, 3 chapters are there. Namaparad, Namabhas, Shuddhanam. And then according to that, the devotees are there. Those who are chanting Namaparad, they are Prakrita Bhaktas. They are materialistic devotees. Those who are chanting Namabhas, they are Bhas Bhakta. Semblance of a devotee, not yet a real devotee. Those who are chanting Shuddhanam, the Shuddha Bhakta, they are really devotees. So we are trying to be devotees. So we have to be humble and see what is our situation. And we should try, at least Prabhupada used to say, come to the platform of Madhyamadikari, intermediate devotee. And it is not that one day you are Kanishtha, the next day you are Madhyam, and the next day you are Uttamadikari. It will take time. Even there's one book by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He has Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. So he's giving commentaries on the books of Rupa Goswami. Ujjwal Nilmani Kiran, giving some explanation for our benefit. And there he has explained 3 kinds of Uttamadikari. Muchikasai, Nidukasai, Bhagavad Siddha Deha Prapt. So even on platform Uttam Vaishnav, practically there's no kasai, no contamination, but still sometimes little bit is left. Therefore, Bharat Maharaj was a great Vaishnav. He was on a platform of Bhav. He gave up his kingdom, his family, 2 kinds of vanaprast, going to the forest after Grihastha Ashram. After I just got married, and you also, not so long ago, almost 2 years ago, right, Amarendra? I'm thinking since 10 years now it's time for vanaprast. So at one point we have to think. So now there's 2 kinds of vanaprast. One is, you can see also from Bhagavatam, Prithu Maharaj. And the other one is Bharat Maharaj. So Bharat Maharaj, he left to the forest. And he left his kingdom behind. He left his wife and the family behind. He left his secretaries, his servants behind. He went alone. That is one kind of vanaprast ideal. The other one is Prithu Maharaj. It is mentioned he left his kingdom. He left the servants. He went alone to the forest, accompanied by his wife. So, but that means also then the wife has to be extremely humble. And when she's married, she will tell the husband, I need this, I need this, I need a new sari, I need some jewelry. But when the husband is entering Vanaprastha Ashram, then she should not ask anything from the husband. She should be also completely renounced. So that is there. So, point was about Bhavavastha. So Bharat Maharaj was on Bhavavastha, but so little kasai was there, impurity was there, a little feeling of Compassion was there, which is a good quality of a devotee. Sarvabhutehi terata, we should act for the benefit of others. But then there's a fine line between spiritual life and then material life, or spiritual qualities and material qualities. So compassion, the devotees have compassion. But because of the modes of material nature, sometimes it may be in the mode of goodness. And like Bharat Maharaj, he was definitely in the mode of goodness. He left everything. He was in the forest doing his devotional service. But then he had some passion for a little deer. But then that compassion actually got a little contaminated, and he became attracted and attached to the little deer, and he neglected his spiritual activities. So because of that, then he fell from his platform of Bhavavastha. And as we know, because he was thinking of the deer, he had to take the body of a deer. So little kasai, and then practically free, nidu kasai, from the any kasai means contamination, but still not yet attained the sarup, sarup siddhi, which is realizing one's sarup. So similarly, even madhyamadikari or kanishta, this kanishta madhyam, madhyam madhyam, and uttam madhyam. If you are uttam madhyam, then you become a kanishta uttam. If you are uttam kanishta, then you can become a kanishta madhyam. So like this, so slowly but surely, like we go to school. Primary school, second, first, second, third, and then you have secondary school. So like this, it is a gradual process. So by following this devotional service very nicely and trying, of course, to be constantly engaged in chanting the holy names or as much as possible, and then one has to be constantly engaged in spiritual activities. That is absolutely required. And then one may be liberated. But sometimes it is mentioned that is in glorification, it is true. If one is once chanting the holy name, one is once seeing Jagannath, one is liberated. But not immediately, because one is not engaged in devotional service. And we are the eternal servant of Krishna. Then only we can join Krishna's pastimes when we are constantly engaged in devotional service. So the statement, if one is once chanting the holy name, it is true. Because then one is recognized by Krishna. If one is seeing Jagannath, one is recognized by Jagannath. And he will help. But if one is chanting only once in this life, the next lifetime he will get the opportunity to chant more. Chant maybe one round or two rounds or three rounds. If one has once seen Jagannath in this life and then not anymore, he will have to take birth again. And then he has to engage in devotional service. Fully. And then only you can be promoted to the spiritual world, or you can be promoted to where you want to go. Where you want to go? Vrindavan. Golok, Braj Vrindavan. For this you have to be completely, of course, absorbed in spiritual activities. You follow rules and regulations. That is the first part of sadhana bhakti. But then you have to enter raganuga bhakti. Rag Anuga, you have to follow the eternal associates of Krishna. Ragatmik Jan, we have deep love for Krishna. And then by remembering them, like Lalita and Vishaka and so on, Rupa Ratyamanjari, or if you are in Chakabhav, Sudam, Sridam, then remembering them, Radha Krishna, their pastimes, then you can attain perfection. Seva Sada Gurupena, Siddhu Rupena, Chattra, Hittad Bhavalipsanakaya, Vrajalokan, Sarataha. That is, from Nectar Devotion, Prabhupada is quoting this verse and another one. Krishna smaram janam chacha nidja prishnam samitam tatta katara chastasya kuryad vasam varajasada. In the 8th verse, which is the essence of the Upadeshamrita. You know the essence of Upadeshamrita? What's your name? The essence of Upadeshamrita. This is essential verse of the Upadeshamrita. Which one is it? Tannam rupa charitari sukhetano. So that is the essence that we should always be absorbed in very nicely, sukirtan, in chanting the holy names or chanting Krishna Nam and hearing about the wonderful qualities and pastimes of Krishna. And then following the Brijabasis who have Anurag for Krishna. then by doing that, then we may come to the platform of bhav, and then we may attain perfection. So anatta nivritti has to be there, become free from anattas, asat trishna, attachment to this material things, thirst for material thing, but we should have thirst for serving Krishna, Krishnendra Priti, and we should become free from weakness of heart, wanting to serve, but then due to weakness, sometimes one may fall, like here, Ajamil, or others are there, Bilva Mangal Thakur, they were actually from Brahmana families, but due to weakness of heart, they fell from the platform. So this is anatta. And then Swarup Brahma, not knowing exactly what is the goal in our specific sampradaya, and the process to attain the goal, and then aparat. So one has to become free from that to a great extent, then one comes to the platform of nishta, and then comes ruchi, then the path is more smooth. And then one becomes attached to Krishna and detached from the material world, and then one may attain perfection, Swarup Siddhi. And then one may be able to enter the pastimes of the Lord. So, of course, so much more to say, as mentioned. So, as Krishna, the glorification of Krishna is unlimited. So, the glorification of Krishna Nam is also unlimited. But we have limited time only. It is 9:15. I could speak more, but I'm sure you have other duties. And although we are in Vrindavan, here in Braj, but I have to go to the other Braj. Here it is like an embassy, like Braj. Like you may want to go to America, you have to go to the American embassy. It is like America, same rules also. And here it is like Braj. And it is Braj, but still a little difference is there. Braj is Braj. But here we are reminded of Braj. And some potency is there because of Maharaj, and all the devotees here are nicely engaged, but still have to go to the other Braj. And then ultimately we want to go to the spiritual Braj also. But for that first we have to go to where Krishna performs his pastimes in one of the universes. We cannot go directly to Golok. Change 16 rounds and you go to Golok. Not possible. No. When you become perfect, when you realize your Swarup, after giving you up your body, that is Swarup Siddhi, if you realize who you are in Krishna Lila, you know? Not yet. Okay. Anybody knows here who they are in Krishna Lila? A gopi or gop, and what is your name? Not so easy, even Lord Brahma. It was revealed to him that he's a maidservant of Krishna. But not all the details were revealed. Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada is explaining one purport. So not so easy. But if it is revealed to you, then after giving up this body, you're not going to Golok, but you go to one of the universes where Krishna performs his pastimes. And then there, you will enter the pastimes that is known as Vastu Siddhi. And then when you are at your eternal age, then you're there, also with Krishna in the spiritual world. Automatically. So it is a very wonderful process by the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So it has been revealed. And although in the age of Kali everyone is fallen, but Padit Pavana Hetu Tavavatar, but he has come to deliver the most fallen. And we can, even though we are in the age of Kali, but we can attain the highest rank, Braj Vrindavan, where Radha Krishna performed the pastimes in Parakya Bhav. So they belong to each other, but they don't stay together because there's more ras there. So some vipralamba is there, separation. Because they are not Krishna is in Nandagaon, Radha in Varshana. And they want to meet. So therefore, as here, it is also at the entrance, Vrindavan forest, vipralamba. The separation is there. Here we sing the place and then we remember we have been there in Vrindavan and we want to go there. So, but some sentiments are there evoked. So that is very helpful. Yeah. So anyhow, so the point is we have to stop here. Although we want to say more, and there's so much more to say. So wonderful, Krishna Nam and Mahaprabhu. But we have to stop here. Maybe if anyone has a question or some comment. We don't have much time because I have to go. My flight is in the afternoon. Although I would like to stay more here. It's so wonderful. I try to come back after some time and stay a little longer. So, Hare Krishna. But any question is there? Yes, Ramchandra Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your wonderful class, very absorbing. So, Prabhu, you mentioned that at the time of leaving the body, if you are remembering the pastimes of the Lord, we will enter that universe where Krishna is performing that particular pastime.
Yeah.
So, my question was, because normally when Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, if you remember him at the time of death, you come to me. So, come to me means technically it is Goloka or it is any universe?
No. Of the universes where Krishna performs his pastime. You cannot go directly. Not possible.
So,
you come to me, you go to Krishna in his one of the universes, that's the same Krishna. We're speaking Bhagavad Gita, you come to me. You go to one of the universes where Krishna performs his pastimes, then you go to Goloka.
So, we would be like his associate in that case, when we are witnessing is a pastime, so we are like a close associate at that time.
Yes, when you understand that you are Krishna's associate, then you can go there and you are Krishna's associate.
Mm.
It is already there, your sarup is there, but it is dormant, it is in seed-like form, like you have a mango. You have the mango seed, you eat the mango. I just, Prabhuji, see Krishna Chaitanya Kripa, he gave me some mangoes. I offer to my Giriraj. Nice mango. I ate the mango and the seed is there. So if now the seed I put in the ground, I put water, one mango tree may come. First sprout, it will sprout. Ankur. And then it will grow. And then the tree will be there and then the fruit will be there. So your sarupa is there, but it is in seed-like form and everything is there. In the mango seed, or even you have a banyan seed, a small one, and a huge banyan tree is coming. It is there, but it is not manifest. So, but by doing devotional service, it will manifest slowly but surely. And in conditioned state, maybe it's difficult to understand, but when you realize, it's very easy to understand. So,
okay,
keep on chanting and everything
you.
Will be revealed. Okay? Any other question? Yes, Prabhuji, he has one question.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for this very beautifully explaining. Prabhuji, in between you are mentioning about this Sambandha Gnan.
Yes.
That how we should perform all our activities with this Sambandha Gnan.
Yes.
And the latter part, we are also mentioning about this weakness of heart, which causes a trouble for the sadhaka. So, if you can share something about how can we strengthen this Sambandha Gnan, because generally information is there, but in the due course of actions, this doesn't come. So, how do we strengthen
this?
Yes.
So therefore, every day we should actually chant this Bhuta Shuddhi. The pujaris are doing, but even others, or at least you. If you cannot chant the full Bhuta Shuddhi, but I mean, you're Brahman initiated, then you should learn and you should know. And then you may recite that every day, at least in the morning before the puja, the pujaris are doing. But anyone can do that and should do that actually. And if you cannot do the whole, at least you should be conscious, I'm not this body, I'm spirit soul. Although we have heard many times, but every day we should be conscious before chanting. Or before, if you are at home, you have deities, maybe it's a little bit too long, the Bhuta Shuddhi, which is mentioned there. At least you should be conscious, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. Dasyam, I am the servant of Krishna. So with that, so then not only in the morning, but then, of course, then you engage in many activities and there's every chance that one may forget that by dealing with other people, outside people, you have to preach, you have to give prasadam. But therefore, we have to go have a good sadhana in the morning, so there are better chances that we can remain on that platform. But it is difficult. But then in the evening again, then we should do a little bhajan in the evening. Therefore, 16 is the minimum. It's at 16 in the evening. Like we eat morning, noon and evening. I mean, night and morning, noon and evening. 16 and then more doing. I don't eat before I chant 16 rounds at least. And then lunch I don't take before unless I chanted at least 24 rounds. And by night time at least I chanted 32 rounds. That is the minimum. So morning, noon and evening I'm chanting and then try to chant with some Bandhagyan. So then again, because to remain on the transcendental platform, it is not easy. It will take some time. Brahma-bhuta prasanatmana shochatina kankshati. To be on that platform means you're liberated practically, but it's not easy, it will take time. But then you have to practice, and you're a little bit under the modes, but then you have to come back again. And this most important is chanting the holy names. So therefore morning, noon and evening we should chant. I mean, I'm doing it. I cannot be without chanting, although I'm a pujari, but most important is chanting the holy names. And then we chant the Gayatri. You are Brahman initiated? No, not yet. That will help also. When the devotee was asking me who got initiated, so, and now he got initiated, but we know that Vaishnavas are above the Brahmana. I said, it's okay. But we are Vaishnava Brahmanas. And to take initiation, the Gayatri is a help. It is a help to be focused. You chant three times the Gayatri, and there you focus. Because the mind is going here and there. So it will help to focus by chanting three times the Gayatri. But more important is the Maha Mantra. But it will help so you can be more focused in chanting the holy names. And same deity worship. Therefore we take darshan morning. And even preferably we should take darshan evening, as Prabhupada said. Even we should take darshan morning, noon and evening. At one time in Vrindavan, Prabhupada said you should take darshan morning, noontime and evening. So then you can be focused. Oh yes, I'm the servant of Krishna. So that is there. In this way you can be focused. So try to get second initiation. That will help you also. And try to take darshan as much as possible. Morning, noon and evening. That will help you to be focused. Okay, and you can chant this Bhuta Shuddhi. That is helpful. That you can chant even without being second initiated. But so that will help, okay? Anything else? Yes, one more question, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhu, for your wonderful realizations and sharing. So you are mentioning about chanting that initially we have to hear and then you are giving suggestions that we should recite Bhuta Siddhi and we can before starting and chant in the Sambandha Jnana.
Yes.
And then, yeah. You can
yes, also, yes. Can you? Even, for example, of course, we chant the Shikshashtakam. That is helpful also. That is indication from Shraddha to Prem. Chanting Shikshashtakam. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given explanation of that. He has written one book also, Bhajan Rahasya. Secret how to do bhajan, how to chant nicely. And he has quoted these verses and other verses also. And then you may, for example, the other verses also which we can chant in glorification. Of course, also we should be focused. We can chant the Mangala Charan, Vandiyam Sri Guru before chanting, you could. Or there's a simple verse, I don't know if you know. Gurave Gaur Chandraya, Radhikaya Tadalaya. Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tada Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. To be focused on Guru Gauranga and Radha Krishna. So that of course we may chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunitananda. We also chant before the Maha Mantra. But we may chant other verses also. And even actually in between you can chant. Even while chanting and hearing, the mind is there. Instead of thinking bad things or material things, then you can recite some shloka while chanting and hearing because mind is there and the mind is difficult for the mind to, if there is no taste, to simply focus on hearing and chanting or not to think of anything. Like the Mayavad is not to think of anything. Just chant and hear, but the mind is there and the mind is accustomed to think. That is the activity of the mind. thinking this and that, accepting, rejecting. So you can chant some verse also. Or you can, like for example, we are offering prayers to the deities. And Krishna, Krishna, Namanon, different. You can chant some verses in glorification of Krishna while chanting. And then the picture will be there. Dibya Brindarena Kalpadrumado Srimad Ratnagar Simhasanasto Srimad Radha Shila Govinda Deva Priest Halibi Seva Manusmarami. So when you chant Harinam and you hear, then within your mind you can recite that verse. And then the picture may be there. You have been in Vrindavan? You have been in Prabhupada's house? Behind Prabhupada is a picture there. You know? You remember? No. That is Radha Krishna, the personification of this verse, Dibya Brindaran Kalpadrumado. So Radha Krishna there on the throne, on the jewel throne, and surrounded by the gopis and manjaris. So when you chant and you have seen that picture, then you can remember while chanting. Because even Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada used to say, without dham seva, no nam seva. Without dham seva, no nam seva. So you have to be connected to the dham. Braj dham, of course you are here, so in Braj, but you have to be conscious also. And then Krishna will manifest. Krishna is in Braj. So while chanting, if you are not connected to the dham, then how Krishna will appear? So there's a process also, like in deity worship, Guru, Guranga and Krishna. You have to remember Guru. You have to ultimately you have to remember Guru as he is, as for example Radha Maharaj. But as we chant every day in Gurvastika, Mahaprabhu Kirtan and Nita Gita is there in Golila. Nikunji Yuna Radhikeli Siddhai. You know the meaning of the verse? What is the meaning?
Lila.
Yes, he's helping Radha Krishna in their Lila, means in Gopiru. Because the gopis and manjaris are helping Radha Krishna Lila. So we should remember he's there in Golila and Krishna Lila. And then we should remember Gaur Dham and Gaura Hari. And then by praying, chanting and praying, then you may remember Braj Dham, and then you may remember Radha Krishna and their associates and their pastimes. And then you will be really chanting Abhas Nam. And then you may remember Krishna more and while chanting. And then when you're pure, you don't even have to endeavor, then Krishna will appear and the pastimes will appear. But that is long way to go. Shudanam. Okay? Hare Krishna. Okay, this 9:33, we stop here. Grant Rachima Bhagavatama ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. Yeah.